just one.
Okay.
And can we go through the what we're going to do with each one of them, just to make sure?
Yeah. I have here in my notes, Lady Bird, when we play the head, both coming in and going out, it's always two times. Twice in, twice out. Kelly's here. And then we do the
the wig out.
And he's got one that's red and yellow and green.
Thank you.
Thank you.
know, calling out the melody every now and then isn't a bad idea.
No, that's not bad.
No, I took 8 instead of 4. When I got to the end of 4, I didn't see anybody.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be basic, though, after Bob. And
Yeah,
and okay. You came in, and Gary was like, oh, okay.
Well,
so
the other thing was, I was going to go take another course, only because I'm winding up, but you cut me off at a good time. So, I guess I should go.
When we do the fours, what's the order?
You.
Okay.
So right after bass solo, you come in with fours. So yeah. You got the first four, then Daryl, then Bob.
And the way it rotates, you always have 1 through 4.
Ours 1 through 4. Like what I try to do when he's doing his bass solo before you come in, I'll either stop and do something like that. Quiet. Okay. Okay. Let's go back to that. You'll hear it because he's almost in the last 3 or 4 chords in his bass.
So it's me, it's you. Is that the word?
You, Ben, Daryl, Bob, Daryl, Ben, Daryl, Bob, Daryl, and then back to the head. Now, if Daryl does a fill at the end where the beat turns around, Gary, you were in the right spot. You guys were a beat off. So if that happens, go with the horns. You guys eventually did that. So go with the horns.
We went with the horns and we kind of fell back into place.
Yeah, I mean that.
Gotta go with the melody.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
He wasn't on early.
Yeah.
I know.
But then I just stopped playing and just kept playing.
Oh, that's disturbing. I didn't hear that.
That's okay. And the harmony was happening. It was changing a beat ahead of you guys. And eventually, they both looked at each other and they
kind of got some space in there.
The end of the drum solo was a little funky right then. I think that's what.
It was just a little bit delayed. But like I said, if that happens, you come in solid like you always do, but if they are in a good spot, you just go.
You got on the show.
I think that.
That's what I do. That's what
I do. If I don't hear the melody, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, so I've got to have it singing in my head.
Yeah. Okay. So we can come back and revisit that when you're approaching it.
Yep.
All right. So Bright Mississippi and Sweet Georgia Brown. Oh, and I remember, Ben. I know exactly what you did for you to get 8 measures off in your solo. When you flip the page back, which you don't need to do because the changes for the send-off are exactly the same as the changes for the melody.
Okay.
You miss playing the last 8 bars of the send-off. So it's like the first 8 bars is you guys together, and then you solo over the second 8, and then you go back to the top again. Does that make sense?
So I should come in on the second
half of the tune. Yeah.
So stars 9 through 16.
Yeah.
9 through 16.
Yeah. So the send off is over the first 8 bars of the form, and then you solo over the last 8 bars of the form, and then you start soloing over the whole.
So 9 through. So I should start with 9 through 16.
Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Thank you.
Yeah. I know exactly because, and I could hear you harmonically. You were in the opposite place, and I knew what happened. Okay. So. Bright Mississippi, I have
modulate dance.
Yeah, we have our modulation happening. I have Bob, you're the first solo on Bright Mississippi, then Gary, then Ben, then Bonnie, and Bonnie at the end of your solo is when we get to the modulation. And then Kelly, if you want, you can scat over the first time through, or take a couple choruses if you want.
Yeah.
And then whenever you come back in with the lyrics, we'll know that we're taking the tune out at that point.
Okay.
And you want us to fill over the scatting? No,
just the melody. Just when she's singing the lyrics to the tune.
Fine.
Yeah, because when she's scatting, she's going to be taking liberties and.
And should we have fixed length solos?
No.
On that last one, where am I missing the solo?
I think you are second.
In Bright Mississippi, I got Bob, Gary, 1X, Ben, Bonnie.
Bob, and then Gary.
Bob, Gary, Ben, Bonnie.
No. Well, set, right?
Bob, Gary, Ben, Bob.
Yeah, oh, she was talking about on the last team.
Oh.
Lady Bird, right? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Lady Bird, you're second. So you're after Ben.
Yep.
And on this one, I'm after who?
You're the last one.
After,
after Ben. Again.
Yeah, unsandwiched, as you say.
Yeah.
And you're going to modulate for us.
Yeah.
Hey, Bob. Where are you in this other song? You're in the third, right?
My brain power. And let's see.
You're third on Lady Bird.
I am third on Lady Bird.
Gary's last.
Yes. Gary 1X. That's his nickname now. Gary 1X.
Or 2X.
Hold on, man. You got to rename him. See?
So when you're thinking about counting this tune off, I would think about the melody to Sweet Georgia Brown,
yeah,
and not necessarily the melody to Bright Mississippi, just to get your tempo. You know, sing the tune in your head. You know, Harlem Globetrotters is good tempo. Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Oh, do we need
ready
to talk about
that means
the form?
One Dragon Head solos. Transition twice through Sweet Georgia Brown, three times back.
Well, and it may be more than twice for Sweet Georgia Brown.
Right.
It just depends if Kelly or Mary. I mean, Mary.
Mary Kelly.
Please.
Kelly Mary.
I'm not going to let him live that one down. So, you know, there's something with that.
Very
nice. So. She may take more than one solo, but when she comes back in with the lyrics, when she's got the lyrics, that's when we're taking the tune out. Now, are we tagging it once?
Three times.
You had
three times.
Three times? Okay.
Yep.
All right. That's the one thing I did not have down. Okay. Okay. Bob,
one normal time.
One
more.
Ready? One, two,
Georgia Brown.
One, two, three, four.
stated that last time, but I wrote it ambiguously, and it looks kind of like a four.
Sorry about that.
You were.
I came on the show.
And I said 8 tonight.
So are you going to take so much on again?
We can do that.
Okay. If you look at before the end of your solo, I mean, if you decide.
Oh, so when I'm modulating, you want me
to. Yeah, you have to. He should probably go with you. I'm, you know, I don't know.
It's a thought.
Johnny's ahead of something.
And when I figured out what was going on, I was running around doing anyway, so.
Sorry about messing up the beat with my chorus. Boy, oh my. Found it eventually.
Yeah, kind of got ahead of things.
Not too bad.
But the thing was, it was sheer panic. I was sitting there going, whose solo is it now?
Oh.
Oh, that's funny.
I think you're so smart that you can just kind of get.
Yeah, because they weren't in the same spot together. So we'll come back and we'll revisit that too at the end. I had an idea for the last tag to Georgia. Elongated.
Last 2 bars?
I don't know if that's going to be too much to try to do at this last hour. I don't know. How do you guys feel about that?
We'll try that when we come back to it.
Alright. Okay, either way, we need to discuss the ending. Just because it just all of a sudden. Yeah. we're ending.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. So, polka dot is
a drum. Puts an accent
in there. Wow.
I did.
Oh, yeah, that's a
mm-hmm. I mean, accent, then you should
go now. What do
I have? I listen to the recording.
You listen to the recording? You agree?
All right. We're not spending weeks.
So we control. Cool. Can you hear accent just out of that? This ride, once you start to slow down or something?
So it's the first 2 bars are compressed twice, and then vocals with fills.
Which one
is true?
No, man. No,
I'm not wrong. So it's vocals, right?
Okay, so for polka dots and moonbeams, we're playing the first 2 bars 2 times for the intro, right? And then Kelly's got the whole head, and then the two of you guys trade chords on the A sections, right?
Mm-hmm. On A only.
On the A sections only. So, I don't know, Bob, you want to go first?
Sure. Make me erase what I put down, so that's okay.
Okay.
So we,
I thought it stole last time, actually.
So we start the trade. This goes with the first 6 bars go back and repeat.
First eight bars.
So we go back and do the repeat.
Yeah. So you do just like you would do the form, and then Kelly is or Mary is going to come in on the bridge. Take it out.
But
Tag last is all I have after that.
Okay.
So we're doing eights.
So one,
yes.
Yeah.
One set.
At the at yeah. that's right. At the
so basically you have the first
after the second A
section. I have the second A
section. Right.
So I go first.
No, I go first. I really do go first. I made a mistake.
Yeah, so I think we're just going straight to the bridge. And let Jean want us. I just thought that was cool.
So it's A, A, B, A, bridge. Between those two.
Yeah. So who's going to take the first?
Wow, I just heard something I didn't expect.
So would you say that again?
The last time that when we left at the end of the last session, so we do an intro with the first two bars.
Right.
And we go through the head.
With a vocal.
Yes. Through the whole song with a vocal.
Yep.
Then you guys trade eights.
A section.
Yeah, but I think you each go through twice so that you go through the whole form.
Yeah, so it's the whole form.
And then
form.
At the end of the whole form,
oh.
we go to.
And then we just go right back to
the B section.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the whole form once.
Yeah,
go through the whole form once.
Yeah. Well,
so in
yeah,
other words,
trading.
It'll be A, A, B, A.
Yeah.
Bridge.
Yeah, so Bob, you've got the first A, Ben, the second A, Bob. Got the B,
yep.
Then you got the last A, and then Kelly is going to come back in at B.
So we're not playing the form properly.
We tag one.
I'll
play
an A again.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's how a lot of times that's how ballads are typically done. You'll go and you'll play the tuning, you'll do your solos, and then you come back in on the bridge to take the melody out just because it's slow. Yes. And just follow her for the retard. So, since you're singing this one, you
before we go to the bridge, the last measure is D-flat G-C. Before we go to the tag, it's D-flat C-B. The last measure.
D-flat C.
Yeah, those last two beats. Two beats of D-flat.
I thought the last couple of times were a little slow, so.
She told us last time, I don't look like you wrote it down. That's why I'm telling you.
What are you talking about?
It's kind of confusing. The very last measure, before we go to the tag, you told us to play D-flat, then G, then C.
Yeah.
And when you hit the last measure again, the second last time, actually, it would be because of the tag. Before we go to the tag, you told us to play G-flat, C, B, to go down to B-flat. Because we're tagging it at B flat.
Tagging
the last four. So the last time we
I'm sorry. I'm thinking I'm in the wrong channel. Like, what are you talking about? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so it's like a walk down. Yeah, exactly.
Before we go to the bridge, you go.
Yeah, what we need to make sure we do, coming back to the bridge, what she comes in.
Okay.
Oh, so
five
always
cars
are
talking about two different parts.
I don't want to see
that. It goes to its home.
So,
right. So
when we go from here back to there, he was talking that the modulation changes than when we go from here back to there.
Okay. We'll see what happens.
Yes, we will. All right. So, just to clarify one quick thing, you guys, after they trade eight. On that last A section, you have to make sure that the bar that's before B.
Right, it's D flat G C.
Yeah, because you gotta make sure that you're going into the right key. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you mean the number two ending.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the trading eights, you gotta make sure that you catch that to get into the bridge.
Which if they play the A section twice, it should sound like that.
So before you go to the bridge, play flat G C.
Yeah.
Before you go to the tag, play flat C B. Because you're going back to B flat.
It's not. Because we're doing something different. We're
since we're tagging the last four, we need to come, we need to go from D flat to B flat. So we're going to do that by going D flat, C, B.
Okay.
D flat, one, two, this two, but that's two beats, that's one beat. In the same way, when we go to the...
Hey,
just play C major, what the hell, it
wasn't... That's C major.
Just play, oops, just play G, C and G, you know.
Gary, get us acoustic.
For
so
what you want to play, where you
play, he's saying, well, when you tag this, we're supposed to play that right there, when you go back
on. Yeah, because we need to, you want to walk down D flat, and actually,
oh,
it would be...
Doing.
It would be D flat.
Before the bridge is G C, you call us.
Going back to the bridge, it's G minor to C7. Right. It is right there. Yeah. That's going back to the bridge.
So that's what I'm
going to
comment.
But this you got to write in. You have to write this in.
Say again?
So,
okay, just listen to you. You were.
Yeah.
Two beats of D flat.
And you got your.
Yeah. Right. And then.
And then I do the key change, the center change on B.
A flat major over C. Or actually, let's do C minor.
Country dance was being held in a garden.
So if you were tapping your foot to it, how would you do it? That would be what I was saying. That's like the same beat.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And so make sure that they hear you. You count off. One, two, three, four. Okay.
Wait.
Yeah. Okay.
This, Your Majesty.
I see how it is.
Next time
is
your
ass. Oh! Are you ready?
One, two, three, four.
Okay, stop.
Oh, what happened?
That we just ignored it.
I liked her count off, man. I was grooving.
Yeah, that was slow.
Yeah, it was like not quite half what she counted off. So, count off.
You see how much you matter?
I know, really, really. Okay, so check her out. Check her out.
One, two, three, four. A country dance was being held in a garden. I felt a bump and heard an oh, beg your pardon. Suddenly I saw
And as we slowly warm up towards Thursday.
I'm real think, I mean, it's not, you don't want it to be too fast, because it's not like an up-tempo kind of swing. It's still what we usually
I like that
like
tempo. I thought it was really nice.
It's still a ballad, but it's not as slow as some of like Analyze or
right.
something like that. But I thought that, I mean, you sang it beautifully. Yeah.
Felt
so
good.
When you think about counting it off, I mean, imagine that you're like walking down the street.
And just remember Angel Eyes.
Kick with the left foot or the right foot?
Which will follow you. Yeah, we'll follow you. Okay, so I have one time through the A section for the intro, and then the tune, and Bonnie, you do the first one, and then Bob, and then Ben,
and then we have
the intro that we do with some backgrounds for drums over the first two, for over the A sections, I guess. So, and then drums has it through the rest of the A section, right?
Literally, just that,
just
intro first. In the first measure.
Yeah. And then do it for the second A. And then at the end of that, of the second A, play the and it'll take you right into the bridge, and we'll take the bridge out from there. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you play the second.
Over at
minute
25.
Yeah. were to come back in. So make sure that when you know that you're consistent throughout the bar. You got four beats per measure, right? So they've got and then you've got it, you know, and it's got to set up them coming back to the bridge. So let's start right at the top of that. Yeah.
So you want that lead in for A twice. Mm-hmm. You want the same lead in for B. For the B section?
Yes.
Or do you want us not to lead into B and lead out of B with that da 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 da?
Well, you're coming back in.
Go back to second hand.
You're coming back in to play the head out from B, so you want to make sure you.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah.
That's important to know.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to go.
For some reason, okay, two A's is what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
All right, let's try one more time.
Not a difficult code, it's just you have to follow
you just
the
gotta,
you have to follow
you just gotta
it,
go
right?
There. Yeah. Okay, so
where are we?
We're gonna do
from?
Pick up do the
narrow,
yeah.
the whole eight.
Yes.
Yep.
Ready? A one, two, three.
Thank you.
And then Bob, you kick it off with the melody, and then, you know, once we're into it, then Ben, you just join him, right? And once,
when he plays his horn section, she goes in both.
Kelly, you've got the first eight. Bob's got the second. Ben, you've got the bridge. Bonnie, you've got the last going back into the head. And don't forget to take the coda on this one as well. And you guys play the melody quietly behind her as she's singing it out too.
Huh? Okay, so Bob, then Ben, Bonnie.
I'm the last
after Bonnie.
The first time
you're after Bonnie. No.
Yes.
Bob, Ben, Bonnie, Gary, yes. Kelly, Bob, Ben, Bonnie is what I have.
As usual.
Alright, Bob. Bob. Like you got a cane go on back.
Bob, Ben, Bonnie, Gary, Mary. Bob.
Thank you.
So
I didn't know what to play under. I mean, I played melody. I did some
hard. Yeah, that's why I got lost.
Maybe what we should do, how about we build up? Let her take the first song. You and she take the second A. By the time
we're fast.
Because I expected to.
Okay. Yeah, and it's just
and
eight bars.
Tell Amy that we're doing it that way.
So,
you can just trade twos.
Yeah, so make sure, Bonnie, when you've got that last A session, that you
realize how hard that is.
Amy. Yes.
That song was entirely too fast.
It was a little bit on the brisk tempo. It wasn't.
It was brisk. It was on the run.
It wasn't too fast.
It was Art Blakey speed.
Yeah. It might be a little bit. Art Blakey speed might be a little bit fast for our speed. for one thing, so good. Especially since she's singing the lyrics.
Yeah, you got your
there's places singing. Where it's like, my Lord, I fly.
Well, I'll accept the blame.
Yeah, but that was good, though. I mean, I thought it was very definitive.
Yeah, we'll just slow down. Yeah. Slow down.
Can you do the intro again?
So I want to talk about the ending real quick. B flat over F. F minor, right? So we have to have definitive, you know, somebody's got to cue that. Maybe it should be you, Bonnie, when you're changing from the B flat over F to the F minor. So watch her.
And since I guess we should at least ask you on the final go through with of the song, how about Kelly does the A section first, A by herself, then comes in and melodies with her on the second A, and then all three of us come in for the final. Just to
that's fine. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay, so can we take it from Bonnie, your solo over the over the last A section?
She's doing
so that
doing
we can get
doing
set
eight,
up
so
to come back
one eight
in at the
is
top.
There, then on the second A, and then Ben, you go in, you do B, and then Bonnie does A, and go back to the original.
Thank you.
definitive downbeat for that F minor. And make sure that when you get to the end, not to slow it down as much as that was. So if anything, if there's a slowdown, it's just right before that fermata, not a whole bunch before. And I was going to suggest, Bonnie, what might be really helpful is at the end of your solo coming back into the head to play like C minor and then F over, you know, the bum bum. No, but don't play the G sus. Play just like if you were playing ba ba da ba da ba da bum bum, you know, the 4 to 1. So if you're playing over that last A section in your soloing, you come to 2 bars before the end of it. So play 2 beats of F minor, 2 beats of the B flat over F, and then F minor back on the downbeat. Does that make sense?
You copy the wrong parts again.
I'm sorry, C. I'm sorry, that's totally the wrong.
We're going to play that in the background over.
place.
I dare you. I dare you. I dare you. I really do. Instead of playing the melody, I dare you. I hereby dare you. Sonny was ready to let the guy have it, and then he realized, the guy was just excited and was
and the band made all.
And the band exactly. All right, so we've got about like a little bit more than 15 minutes here. Let's go back and cover some of these things we need to cover. And maybe let's just work backwards. Is there anything you want to talk about with Moan?
Yeah, we each could stay in the bed all freaking tune again, I think.
The whole freaking tune?
Yes.
Oh, man,
okay.
I thought that was
the worst.
Yeah. We did say.
All right.
And I think the other thing that we was doing was Lady Bird, I think.
Lady Bird has to be the modulation for our future dance.
Yeah.
We should check out.
All right, and not so fast, right?
Yeah.
Slow it down.
Yeah, so think of, when you think about it, think real shuffle, you could really exaggerate. So he's going to do the pickups in time. So he's going to go zum ba da ba da boom ba and then he'll have the hi hat going by that time.
Yeah, I was just suggesting.
Well, I was thinking
he could leave us in with the hi hat, but
no, that's good.
I think that might be
I could do this.
Just him getting it over, because Bob, he's good about what the pickup is. So just go with the tempo of the pickup.
What's that?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
It's not me.
No.
Somebody.
It's got to be a control on the piano, no?
No, it's not. Yeah, it must be something.
Yeah.
I don't remember hitting anything over here.
We'll do corrected. It's kind of funky.
Did you hit the bass note on that?
Maybe turn it off and turn it back on.
I don't remember hitting anything.
Did you hit something that was exploding?
Try it.
Somebody will come.
escort.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got, because they got to change with you. Yeah, make sure you cue that last chord.
Sure.
And Ben, what I've told Bob is that on the head out, instead of you trying to play the melody with her, because she's interpreting it, play the background. So he's playing the notes that change. So if you just play D, D, that should be fine.
Okay.
Yeah. And Bob's got the G. Take the second half of your solo on Bright Mississippi, right? And exactly. And that's something that you know, when we get to the gig, that's something that you all have to decide if you're going to take one or two choruses, you know, so that he knows what to
do. Yeah, you take the first half, take the second.
But for now, it's going to be the second.
Oh, this one has two. No.
Going
so this one has AG, this one has AG.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's just rhythm section. Yeah, you got to make sure because it sets up the tonality change for her. She's got to really hear it. So we're going to start
the last 16 bars.
Yes, at bar 17, Bonnie's solo, and then yeah, you guys. I know you were trading off fills when she started singing those notes. So that's good. Okay.
Thank you.
slow down. Bum, bum.
Okay.